Summer can be a great time of year to get out on an ATV and UTV and enjoy the North Woods. For WXPR's All Things Outdoors, I'm Katie Thorson, here with Conservation Warden Tim Otto. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me again.
Unfortunately, you know, I've seen press releases coming from the Wisconsin DNR that they're concerned about the number of accidents, especially the deadly ones so far this year with ATV and UTVs. So we're going to be talking a little bit about safety today. And I guess just starting off, what are some of the basic laws regarding ATVs and UTVs people need to be aware of?
Yeah, so these are just real basic rules. There's a bunch of exceptions and such like that, too, and depending on where you're operating, age, and all that stuff. If you're going to be an operator of an ATV or you have a child that's going to be an operator of an ATV, please consult the full regulations, which can be found online. But as a general rule, nobody under the age of 12 years old can operate an ATV. And so when I say ATV, of course, that means all-terrain vehicle. And I'm also going to use the acronym UTV, which means utility terrain vehicle. So nobody under the age of 12 years of age can operate an ATV. Anybody between 12 and 15 operating a UTV on a road, an ATV on a roadway must be accompanied by an adult. All right. As well as anybody that's under the age of 16 driving a UTV can't operate on a roadway under any circumstances. So the other thing that gets kind of missed too is that, kind of like under education, that there isn't necessarily a point where you get to be old enough that you don't need a safety certification. Anybody born in 1988 or later does need to have an ATV safety certification in order to operate an ATV or a UTV on a road, trail, or anywhere else that's held open for the public. So just be aware of that.
And when you're saying, you know, the certain age that can be on an ATV on the road, but accompanied by an adult, does that mean the adult can be on like an ATV next to them, or does it have to be on the same ATV as them?
They can be on a separate ATV. They just have to be accompanied, you know, basically supervised.
And so getting into to safety to hopefully avoid, you know, accidents, what are kind of the very basics of safety that people need to be paying attention to?
Yes. So I think that when it comes to safety and risk mitigation, it's probably more of an awareness, I think, as to the possibility of the things that can happen. I mean, there's certainly some low-hanging fruit out there that we can talk about in regards to ATV safety. Things like being sober, you know, wearing helmets, UTVs, wearing a seatbelt, some of that kind of stuff. I would really kind of, you know, that's basic. And, you know, I think most people, when they give it some thought, that's obvious. But the other thing I really think that it's important to do, even with those factors in mind, is just a general awareness of the possibility that the worst case scenario can happen. You know, already this year in Wisconsin, I believe we've had right around 25 total fatal crashes. That's just the fatals. I'd hate to guess how many serious injury crashes have occurred. So just being aware that the things like that, that a lot of us maybe go through our life and don't think that it would, you know, couldn't happen to me, kind of using that thought process, it can be quite deadly to actually go through life with that thought process and realize that that stuff does happen on almost a daily basis, and including in the North Woods.
And you were mentioning before this that, you know, it's either rollovers or an ATV or UTV hitting, you know, something like a tree or something like that, that usually results in the most severe injuries or the deaths. I guess starting with rollovers, kind of what happens when you see those?
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, with an ATV, of course, there really isn't any, you know, way to prevent from being ejected from an equipment standpoint. So one thing that people, I think, need to be aware of is that when you're ejected from a machine, whether it be an ATV or UTV, there's a thing called physics, and eventually that catches up to you. And you may be ejected from the machine, but very seldom are you ejected in a different direction from the machine. And a lot of times that machine will catch up, and the likelihood of that rolling over on top of a person is quite great. And personally, I can't think of a good body part to have, you know, a 1,000-pound machine or whatever roll over on top of. So, you know, and all kinds of ways to become injured and worse from that. So just be aware that being ejected from machines is quite deadly. And of course, in this part of the world, even if you are, you know, you avoid being ran over by the machine, there's still a whole lot of trees out there too.
And With UTVs, you know, they do have kind of a cage, but in your experience, that hasn't always prevented, you know, people from being crushed, like you said, by those machines.
Yes. So I know that there are some manufacturer standards on those roll cages, but in my experience, what I have seen is that they aren't necessarily going to protect you entirely from being crushed. So even if you are kept inside that machine, that rollover cage may not provide the level of safety and coverage that you think it will, and it can create a bit of a false sense of security. So just be aware of that.
And with about 30 seconds left here, I guess what's your big message to people before they get on one of these machines?
Probably twofold. Please don't let kids ride machines that they shouldn't be riding. You know, there are adult responsibilities when you drive machines, and adult consequences can occur, as well as, again, things that you don't think can happen, and the impossible and unlikely happens every day.
Great. Well, Conservation Warden Tomato, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.